He's the chief sports writer at the Sydney Morning Herald. It's Wednesdays with Andrew Webster.
It sure is. Hello, Webby.
Matthew. Hello, listeners. Hello, world.
Well, hello, world. When and you say hello, that, you've got to...
And hello especially to Ben Simmons, who sounds like he's having a special time over there in Philadelphia.
Well, you've been around sport long enough, so let's hook into this one. You've been around sport long enough, Webby, to see standoffs, player versus club, but this is next level stuff. This is $30 million on the line for 1 year of your contract alone, and this is played out on NBA season opener day.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? It obviously seems like it's a bit of a tactic from... He's under instruction, surely, from his agent to go to perform or to act this way. I thought it was really telling, the comments from Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, there just before I came on air, talking about how this isn't the first time that it's happened. It's not a quote-unquote modern-day thing. That said, and you pointed to it at the top, don't you find it just a great shame that Ben Simmons, who is this great export of Australian basketball talent, is going down this path? Not just the way that, you know, what happened in the playoffs for the 76ers last season. And then he didn't play for the Boomers, which got up the nose of quite a few former Boomers who said, you know, if not now, then when? The likes of Shane Heal and others. He said he was going away to work on his jump shot. You know, it just seems like he's working on his Instagram account while he's there in practice. It's a very strange situation. Like, I was just reading up the Athletic website, which seems to be all over this, was saying that and this is what I love about American sport. Like, the access is ridiculous. So you've got this whole a pack of reporters and cameramen there capturing the whole thing. Like, the other day there was, they showed him there with holding his mobile phone while on the court. But the Athletic have reported today that he even walked past the security guard in, and the security guard said hello, and he iced the security guard. Didn't even acknowledge the security guard at all. So I know you would like to think it's resolved, but it seems to be an interesting standoff between club and player at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, like I said at the top, I've been told about SportsCenter redoing the start of their show because this story dropped and it's bigger than the NBA season opener. The whole bad boy routine fits into the headlines beautifully. Like you say, he's training with his phone in his pocket and then he just walks out on his coach, and now he's got players coming out and slamming him as well. I think he's falling down, and he wouldn't give a flying stuff about this, but he's falling down that routine of how Australians are now looking at him. And after pulling out of the Olympics, that was a little notch there. It appears as though there are more red flags along the way than we actually realise to get to this point.
Yeah, for sure. But you have to question just how much damage he is doing to his own brand. And I don't know. I understand the whole negotiation process in terms of a trade and trying to get out of there and get out of there for the best money that suits both parties. But you can act professional. I mean, you know, he's 25. He's got a long way to go in his career. It just doesn't seem like it's going to... But where does it end?
Both
the player and the club have dug in so hard. Like, where does this give? And for And you'd have to say that it... Like, I know they're saying it's not a distraction, but the 76ers are going to be shadowed by that until something is resolved, whether he either takes the court or whether he gets traded. So it's not conducive, really, to trying to win an NBA championship. That said, the season goes for a huge amount of time, so they can have a distraction now and no distraction down the track.
I'm going to catch up with Phil Murphy from ESPN a little bit later in the show and ask him those questions as well. My thought on this is that it ends in divorce. I can't see Ben Simmons playing at the Philadelphia 76ers, and because players have the power, the 76ers are going to have to wear it. They're going to have to move him on. I guess the biggest question after that is what happens to Ben Simmons next, and what club wants to take on somebody like this, and also somebody at this stage of his game. He's clearly got issues with his game that have now been laid bare.
I think the
biggest
Who's
question
take
is
him? Maybe the Dragons. Oh, hang on, he's not over 35, so they're not interested in him.
Oh, little jab,
bang bang.
Ben Simmons, as we know, is the headlines, has the headlines screaming in US sports at the moment. He's been stood down from the Philadelphia 76ers. We've covered this extensively this morning, and we don't know where this is going to end. I'm pretty certain that it's game over for Ben Simmons at the Philadelphia 76ers club. How this issue gets resolved, not sure. What that means after that, not sure. But I just cannot see, when it's got to this stage of walking away from your coach who's asking you to be part of training drills, having players come down upon you afterwards saying, we don't care about him anymore and we're not here to babysit, that's a situation that cannot be reversed, you'd have to say. So how did all this start and how did we get to this position? Well, quickly, let's go back to June. Let's go back to the June Eastern Conference semifinals. Ben Simmons scores 5 points in Game 7, but it's that classic missed dunk that was the absolute key to all of this.
Simmons, he cleared out for him. Back his way in. Spins on Gallinari. Gives it up. Oh, he was right there. And a foul as Thybulle goes to the basket. Boy, Simmons, uncontested, had a layup, but he leaves it for Thybulle, who makes something out of it and is headed to the line.
Well, but that's when you know that the game is in your head. That's a dunk for Ben Simmons right there. You got it. And I know you got it to Thybulle. You got the free throws, but Ben Simmons, you got to shoot that shot.
So the game is in his head. Now, remember what his coach, Doc Rivers, said when he was questioned if Ben can be a point guard on a championship-winning team. Here's Doc Rivers after that game.
Doc, do you think Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, David, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. So I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, and we all started to piece it together here. It was everyone throwing their hands up and saying, we're not sure about this. This is what Ben Simmons had to say on that night.
I ain't shoot well from the line this series. I ain't doing enough for my teammates. There's a lot of things I need to work on.
But you gave up a dunk opportunity right there, and I know you're a pass-first guy, but you're also 6'10 and 240. Is there something going on in your head where you just feel like you can't shoot at some times?
Nah, I just assumed Gallo was coming over my back. And then Collins moved out, and so I thought we just had a wide open dunk.
Do you feel like you played your last few minutes here in Philadelphia?
I feel like we just lost Game 7. That's about it.
Would you like to remain in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I mean, I love being in Philly. You know, I love this organization. The fans are great, great people. I mean, I had a bad series. I expect that. It's Philly.
So basically what's happened now, and that was June 20, we're now at October 20. That's what happened that night. A week later, Ben withdrew from the Australian Olympic team. Of course, the Aussie Boomers went on to win the bronze medal. In July, Philadelphia opened up trade talks surrounding Ben Simmons and they put a big price tag on him. In August, the trade talks stall. Competing teams believe the 76ers were asking for too much. We get to September. Ben Simmons asks for a trade and tells the 76ers he's not reporting to training camp in the meantime. In a meeting in LA, he explicitly tells the 76ers head honchos, trade me immediately. September 27, he doesn't report to training camp. We get to the start of this month, October, and they go, righto, you're due $8.25 million, which is a quarter of your contract for this season. We're not paying you because you're not here. 10 days later, he turns up to training. There's a surprise. And then we get to what happened yesterday and the days before he was seen training with his mobile phone in his pocket. Doc Rivers asks him to be part of a training drill. He refuses. So Doc says, well, you may as well go home. Drops the ball, walks out. That's the scenario and how it's played out from June up to October. $33 million for 21-22, $35.4 million for the following season, $37.9 million for the year after that, and for the final year of his contract at the moment with the Philadelphia 76ers, $40.34 million, which would take him out to 2025. So all up, it's a deal worth $146.64 million US dollars. In our money at the moment, that's $196.15 million. This is extraordinary stuff, especially the way it's playing out. 2 a.m. Tommy's with me in the studio, and Ben Simmons. Wow. I thought this morning when I saw this, Tom, I thought, this is a big story. This is huge. And then I thought, hang on a second, it's season opener day. It'll get swamped by all that. And then I went searching around ESPN websites and the NBA websites and that, and Ben Simmons is top of the list here. This is a massive yarn.
Yeah, but and this has been brewing for a while. This has been brewing since June when the Philadelphia Sixers went out in the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Atlanta Hawks. Now, Ben Simmons has been silent. Now, you played the audio of his post-match interview after that game. Since then, he hasn't said a word. Now, he's probably been advised by his management, which is Clutch Sports Agency, and that's managed and run by Rich Paul, who is the best friend and also the agent of LeBron James. So he's not getting great advice there because, like, and Adam Silver, in that audio you played before, Ben Simmons is not the first star player as well, to go to his club and say, look, I want out. He's not the first player to ask for a release. You know, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard, they're superstars of the NBA. All in the last 3 to 5 years, they've gone to their team and said, I want out of here, get me out of here. So this kind of messy divorce is not unusual for the NBA in the modern time that we are in. But all those players as well, they were stars in their own right, but also in each year, they developed offensively. The biggest criticism of Ben Simmons, he's a great defender. He was probably a top three defender in last year's NBA season. But the biggest criticism is that he hasn't developed his offensive game since he debuted as a rookie back in 2017. He was the rookie of the year, and since then his stats have plateaued. Actually, his offensive stats have gone down. He keeps saying, I'm going to work in the gym, I'm going to do this in the offseason, but he hasn't shown one sense of hard work or determination at all. And so that's putting Philadelphia Sixers fans, teammates, officials offside, because he promises things but he doesn't deliver on them. Just like he promised he was going to represent the Boomers and then pulls out at the last moment because he got a lot of backlash that he failed in the NBA playoffs when he threw the ball to Matisse Thybul instead of going for a dunk. And the announcer said in the audio he played, the game got in his head and he's listening to the wrong people. And he, I don't know, this whole mess is just, it's farcical now.
I can see a ESPN 30 for 30 being done on this in years to come. And I hope not, because, you know, I don't think we just need to stand up and start bashing people down when they're having some troubles. And obviously he's a big man, big name player who's got to the level that he is, and good on him, but he's clearly in a rut right now. And the way that American sports and how they tell their stories going down the line would probably turn out, you could go back to June 20 and that's the key point. There's that missed dunk, bang, that's it. And how much that changed the career path of somebody. We're only 4 months after that, to the day in fact. Yet, if this continues to roll on and he continues to be at loggerheads with his team and can't find a good team and the money starts, we could have a real fall from grace here. And I hope not. Believe me when I say that, I really hope not, because I want to see Ben Simmons do as well as everybody else.
Everyone wants to see him succeed, Matty, but at the end of the day, he's got to take some accountability. This is what happens in American sports when there is a big trade standoff. You get a lot of fans are divided. Are you fans of the player, or are you a fan of the team? But I sound like a broken record. He hasn't gone out and shown the commitment that he wants to get better, especially from an offensive point of view. And therefore, he's bringing his trade value down. The system of thinking with Ben is, if you're going to trade from him from a basketball point of view, you need to build a team around him. Because of his low skill set, because he doesn't shoot the ball, which means he crowds the court on field, you need to get players who work around him. He can't work around other players. So therefore, his trade value is already diminished from that point of view. And now, from a team harmony point of view, from working with other players, from actually wanting to show commitment and try and work and be at a successful franchise, his trade value is going down even greater. That's what he needs to understand.